Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here is LeBron dribbling around a pick from Thomas Bryant, left-hand layup, good, and a foul. And LeBron shaking his head at the crowd like, they can't stop me. LeBron for three, got it. He's 11 points away. LeBron pulls up for three, good. The crowd all on its feet. Back comes OKC the other way, here comes Giddey. Throws it off LeBron's foot, picked up by Westbrook. Here come the Lakers, 4-on-2. LeBron down the middle to the rim and in. 6 points away. LeBron has 30. Westbrook's got it. Westbrook to LeBron. Put it up and in. 4 points away. Rebound loose. Who's got it? Anthony Davis saves it. Troy Brown ahead to Lonnie Walker. To LeBron. He's 2 points away. LeBron is 2 points away. Timeout, Oklahoma City.
That was the buildup. Listen to the crowd in Los Angeles where it just worked out perfectly for LeBron James, for the Lakers, for the celebrities, not just the basketball type, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson in the house, but Hollywood celebrities who shelled out thousands and thousands of dollars hoping that they chose the right game. Well, once they got to halftime, and LeBron had 20 points against the Thunder, it was evident that it was happening in that second half. Though, who would have known that he would get hot in that third quarter and that with mere seconds remaining in the third quarter, he would have a chance to set the NBA's all-time scoring record.
Westbrook with it. Give it to LeBron at the right elbow. LeBron, one-on-one against Kenrick Williams, backing him in. Turns, shoots, scores! LeBron now stands alone as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. 38,338 points and counting. LeBron stands alone at the top. The game has been stopped as LeBron signals to his family to come onto the court and everybody on their feet at Staples Center.
He needed 36. LeBron ends up with 38 in the game. Only had 2 points in the fourth quarter. The history made with a roughly 10 seconds to go in that third quarter. And yes, as you hear with John Ireland, the game is stopped. Everything comes to a grinding halt for this piece of history. 20 seasons, 1,410 games, 38,390 points, and one ceremonial basketball in which Adam Silver, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they pass the ball, but they also pass the crown to LeBron.
For nearly 40 years, which Kareem, many people thought would never be broken. LeBron, you are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, all my, man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years. I just want to say I thank you so much because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
It was quite the electric atmosphere there, as you can imagine. I couldn't help but think, if LeBron hadn't started out hot with the 20 points in the first half, you had all these people who had shelled out thousands of dollars to be in the arena. What if they had picked the wrong night? But they did not, and he had plenty of time to spare, though he told us last week that he was exhausted and just wanted to get this whole thing over with. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, it is likely that he's going to continue to add to his scoring haul, not retiring anytime soon, wants to play with his son, both of his sons, his daughter, his wife, his mom, other family in attendance. It was sweet. It was an emotional moment for him and for his kids, actually. If you have not checked out the NBA Twitter, look this morning, because there's a split screen video that the NBA put together where you've got LeBron with a couple of dribbles across the free throw line, and he half turns, he fades away from the left elbow for the shot that made history. As he's doing that, there's a capture on the bottom where his two sons, who are courtside, both have their phones out. They're filming the moment and reacting at the same time. So it's kind of cool to see the juxtaposition of history and his family's reaction. And then, yes, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming out onto the court right away. There's been some friction between the two. Kareem has not always been complimentary of the way that LeBron has carried himself and played the game. But on this night, he was humble. He handed the ball with an embrace to LeBron. And LeBron also asked for the crowd to give him a standing ovation. And so there was a nice moment between the two. They took photos. And Kareem was complimentary of him afterwards on TNT.
LeBron's career is one of someone who planned to dominate this game. He got out of high school. He had the size and the talent to step right into the NBA, and he immediately started to have his effect. And, you know, it's gone for almost 20 years now. You know, he has that indefinable essence that they call leadership. You know, he gets out there on the court and tries to get things done. Guys want to get behind him and see that happens, because they have that much respect for him and his talent.
I want to congratulate LeBron James on becoming the NBA all-time leading scorer. What a feat. I never thought that Kareem's scoring record would be broken by anybody, but that says how special you are, man, and what you've done for the game of basketball worldwide. You've changed the game of basketball, and from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. But also, it means even more to myself and to all fans, because you're wearing that purple and gold and broke it as a Laker. So congratulations.
The voice of Magic Johnson, unmistakable, whose life and career are intertwined with that franchise. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who played for multiple franchises, but did not set the record until April of 1984. I mean, think about that. April of 1984, and that was before LeBron James was born. So nearly 40 years in the making. And now LeBron has scored more points than any other player who's ever put on an NBA uniform. So a couple of things that struck me. Number one, when LeBron was choosing his next destination, when he was deciding on LA, and he has many business interests, we know there are reasons why he wanted to be in LA, and it wasn't just basketball. But I wonder, did he think, if I continue playing, I'm averaging this many points? Maybe he didn't do the math, but someone around him did the math. How incredible to break the record in a Lakers uniform. It's different when it's the Lakers. And so he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, has the new scoring record, likely will end up north of 40,000 points because he stated he wants to play with his son. And Bronny is not ready. He's still a couple years away from getting into the NBA. And so, similar to Tom Brady, that was my other thought. These two athletes celebrated within a week of each other for their history and the impact on their respective games. Now, Brady retires at 45 and the tributes come in, but the reflections on his place in history as the greatest quarterback, the winningest quarterback, not just that, but think about the records that he owns that may never be broken either. I say may because the field and the court tip more and more in favor of the offense. Some of you have pointed out the majority of Kareem's career was before the three-pointer was adopted in the NBA. He only had one made three-pointer in his career. That wasn't his game. He was a classic center, the hook shot. Do you know how many times the hook shot crushed my soul as a girl who was growing up as a Celtics fan? And so the careers were different. The eras are different. This is not an argument of greatest of all time. It's not a subjective discussion. It's not a debate. He has scored more points than any other in history. And I know people rail against that, the same they rail against Barry Bonds being the home run king. The numbers are inflative. The three-point shot, and LeBron has more than 2,200 made three-pointers. But you cannot deny the longevity. You cannot deny the productivity over 20 seasons. And nearly 38,400 points. Even in this inflated scoring era, do you know if you look at the list of all-time scorers, the only other player in the top 10 who's even remotely active, and he's not currently on a roster, is Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo is more than 10,000 points behind LeBron James. And then you think about players who are actually out there, not quite night after night, but out there still collecting points currently. Kevin Durant is 14th. But he's nearly 12,000 points behind LeBron James. You have to go down to almost the bottom of the top 40 to find Steph Curry. Chris Paul is still active. He and Steph are 38th and 39th. So as much as the numbers are inflated because of the way the rules and the game itself has morphed into a much more offensive game, right? So the rules similar to the NFL, the NHL, even Major League Baseball, where the rules now favor the offense. They facilitate scoring and motion and space. It's not even a contact sport anymore half the time. And that's a debate for a different day, but I've already told you how much I miss when basketball was a contact sport. Even then, LeBron still is surrounded, at least in the top 10, the top 15, by primarily players who are no longer active. They're retired. Hall of Famers, most of them. It blew me away to hear Stan Van Gundy on the TNT broadcast say that there are only seven guys within 10,000 points of the number that LeBron has set, and he will continue to add to that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Just like Tom Brady, there's something to be said for the time, the effort, the years, the devotion, the dedication, the commitment, the blood, the sweat, the tears, all of that. These records don't just happen because you show up. And so, sure, there's more scoring these days. The three-pointer is more prominent in the game than I would like. But LeBron's not a three-point specialist. And you can only inflate, I'm using my air quotations, the record so much. You can only inflate the scoring so much. He deserves credit for the number of games he's logged. He deserves credit for this being his craft, going back to the days when he was labeled the chosen one in a cover story by Sports Illustrated. LeBron himself on the moment, on the bucket that set the record.
I was able to get to a really good spot on the floor where I'm very comfortable with, and get to one of my patented fadeaway shots, you know. And I know a lot of people wanted me to go to the sky hook to break the record or one of my signature dunks. But my fadeaway is a signature play as well. And I was able to get it, and it touched nothing but the bottom of the net. And that was pretty cool. You know, I had a moment there, but I don't think it's really hit me on what what just transpired. As much as I tried to live in the moment, it was kind of a blur. Looking back there and seeing my guys back there and being, you know, out there on the floor with my kids and my wife and my mom, it's a really cool feeling.
Just his willingness to attack from any and all areas, whether he's handling the ball, whether he's off the ball, playing pick and roll as the handler and the screener, catch and shoot threes off the dribble, pushing it with pace and transition, getting to the rim. I mean, he's multifaceted. You know, you can't put him in a box. He does a little bit of everything and does it well. And so just seeing that, it's fun as a coach when you can move, you know, your star players, and we have a couple of them, guys where we can move them around to different areas and they can still be effective.
It's been great. He's been a big part of our team's success, a big part of my success. Leader, in all kind of ways, all kind of facets of the game, on and off the floor. Great human being, family guy, check all the boxes. Definitely well deserved. He put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this game. I'm just honored to be able to, witness it live.
His coach, Darvin Ham, who certainly has the perspective of having been a player and the history that he saw, and he raves about Kareem, actually, even before he talks about LeBron and these two iconic Lakers, and then Anthony Davis, LeBron's teammate. Some of the time, their injuries make them at different junctures in their Lakers tenure feel like their ship's passing in the night, actually. But they did collaborate on that 2020 championship in the bubble. Love to hear from you. Did put a couple posts up, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we'll hear a little more from LeBron James, including his answer to the question of whether or not he is now the GOAT. That is more subjective. What you cannot argue is that he has scored more points than any other NBA player in league history. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, Super Bowl week, but I told you the NBA is threatening to hijack Super Bowl week. We still have trade deadline yet to come. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. James.
Does this now make you the greatest player of all time? Are you now the GOAT?
You know, I'm gonna let everybody else, you know, decide who that is, or just talk about it. But it's great. It's great barbershop talk.
You know, I want to hear you say
listen,
it,
big
Bron,
fella.
Bron.
Listen, big fella.
I want to hear you say it, Bron.
Me personally.
Say it with your chest, Bron.
I'm gonna take myself against anybody that's ever played this game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Getting goated by Shaquille O'Neal, also a former Laker. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, the call there with Brian Anderson on TNT, and then that exchange between Shaq and LeBron also on TNT. It's partly because of longevity, but it's not just that. You have to be committed to your craft. You have to remain healthy and durable and productive over the course of a long stretch. And for him, it's 20 seasons, it's 1,410 games, and I mean, let's be fair. A lot of athletes are over the hill and out to pasture at 38 years old.
My wife and my boys asked me, you know, do I ever surprise myself on the floor still at this point in my career? And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, sometimes. You know, to be able to play at this level, you know, 20 years in and the minutes I've played, the games I've played, either through the regular season or through the postseason, you know, to still be at the apex of my game, it's a pretty surreal feeling.
So LeBron James now with 38,390 points, and I know I've seen a bunch of different tributes online, and this one we grabbed, I think, personally because we haven't heard from Kevin Durant. So not yet about Kyrie or about what's happening with the Nets, but on this occasion, when it comes to LeBron, he speaks.
L, congrats on being an all-time leading scorer in NBA history. It's even funny to just even say that. You know, coming from where you come from, how hard you grinded for this long. It's been an inspiration since day one. Much love, and keep setting the bar high.
You'll see the tributes and hear the tributes all day long. Very often, LeBron feels like a machine and a bull in a china shop, and I mean that. He's a load. I mean that as a compliment. His physical prowess and his physical build is part of the reason why he's been durable, though he does work hard at. Remember the shift to working out with a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL, at some point in the last few years, the way he's changed his diet. And so, yeah, the tributes will pour in all day today, threatening to hijack Super Bowl week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. For him, though, he never forgets where he came from. A kid from Akron is what he calls himself. Didn't go to college, instead jumped straight from high school to the NBA. And he reminds us frequently of that perspective, but also the fact that this isn't just him. And I appreciate hearing about his family, a little bit about the people around him, and seeing him in this emotional moment where he wants to be surrounded by the people who know him as LeBron, who know him as a human, as a husband, a father, a friend, a business partner, know him as a teammate beyond just what we see on the game's biggest stages.
Yeah, I'm just a kid from Akron, Ohio, small city, and to be able to make it out of the situation I made out of, you know, coming from a single-parent household, only child, you know, the adversities and the things that me and my mother went through when we were younger, it still doesn't feel real, you know, for me to be at this position, be in this point in my life, but I give it all back to them. They right over there, you know, center court, my family. I got my boys here from high school. You know, without them, I wouldn't be able to do this. I've sacrificed a lot, and the most thing that I've sacrificed, that it is very tough, is sacrificing time with my family. You know, time away from my kids, time away from my wife, my mom, et cetera, et cetera. And the best thing that they gave me was the ability to do that and tell me, don't worry about us. Go get your goals. Go work on your journey. Go, you know, the things that you want to do in life. We're here for you.
I thought it had every chance of being broken. Just had to have somebody that the offense focused on continually. You know, game in, game out, the offense focused on them and enable him or a player like myself to accumulate a whole lot of scoring.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the most unassuming scoring champion that you could imagine, really the most unassuming NBA champion that you could imagine, doesn't often show up there and doesn't really seek out the public spotlight, but was courtside and was one of the first to get on the court. Magic Johnson also there. Lots of athletes, pro athletes who wanted to be in the building and who were excited about it. And the buzz, you can hear it behind Brian Anderson on TNT and then also John Ireland on the Lakers radio network, which I think we should hear one more time. Really impressive. So to set the scene, 20 points in the first half, 16 in the third quarter, and this ultimate moment comes with just 10 seconds left in the third, but there was a run of scoring where he had back-to-back triples, and so he gets within single digits. And then, weirdly enough, doesn't touch the ball for a couple of possessions, but not only was the momentum, but the roar inside the arena was building, and you knew it was happening. Come hell or high water, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023 was the night.
Westbrook with it. Give it to LeBron at the right elbow. LeBron, one-on-one against Kenrick Williams, backing him in, turns, shoots, scores! There it is! All hail the new king in town! Young and old, gather round! From one iconic Laker to another, the king, LeBron James, has passed the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron now stands alone as the NBA's all-time leading scorer, 38,338 points and counting. LeBron stands alone at the top. The game has been stopped as LeBron signals to his family to come onto the court, and everybody on their feet at Staples Center.
John Ireland has the call there on Lakers radio. You'll hear it and you'll see it a bunch on this Wednesday of Super Bowl week. It's LeBron, it's Kareem, it's Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, the top five, Dirk Nowitzki, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, number eight, Carmelo Anthony, who's not officially retired but isn't active at this moment, and then Moses Malone. That's your top 10. It reminds me a little bit of the home run record as it now stands in Major League Baseball. Guys just don't play as long, number one. Number two, the game has changed, and you almost can't imagine someone assaulting that record anymore. But you know what? 39 years ago, April of 1984, there was probably the same conversation around Kareem setting the scoring record, and would it ever be eclipsed? So congratulations to LeBron. Really cool moment. Of course.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Such a flair for the dramatic. At least he didn't collapse to his knees and start screaming and watching himself on the Jumbotron as he's begging for a call. At least there wasn't that. There was no
LeBron
flopping.
On his hands and knees, looking up at the Jumbotron to see himself on his hands and knees.
There was no flopping for the final shot that put him over the top. There was no crying. It wasn't at the free throw line. Thank the maker, the basketball gods. It was not at the free throw line. No, this was a move we've seen from LeBron a ton. Couple of dribbles, defense on his hip, a half turn, a fadeaway jumper from the elbow. One-footed, as a matter of fact. Coming up, part of my conversation with longtime NFL safety Rodney McLeod. Man, he had a year. Left the Eagles after six seasons, moved away from Philadelphia, the place he calls home, and had to start over with the Colts. Right. They had a roller coaster of a season. He was very candid about the year, about Jeff Saturday, about the losing, about leadership. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
After Hours Podcast.
Burkhead is the back to the left of Mills. Plants in the pocket, throws it upfield, picked off by the Colts. They're going the other way with it. Running to cloud at the 5. Has to get rid of the quarterback. Stiff arms Mills at the goal line. Takes it in. Touchdown! Touchdown for the defense. It's Rodney McLeod for the score. A 28-yard pick six. It's 24-20.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Why are we playing a Week 18 highlight between the Texans and the Colts? Well, because after 11 years in the NFL, that was the first career interception returned for a touchdown by Rodney McLeod, longtime NFL safety who had a lot of life packed into the past 12 months. After the Eagles did not offer him a new deal, he ended up with Indianapolis. And I'm not sure any franchise had a stranger season than the Colts. Rodney, even as he was telling me he can't get tackled by a quarterback, after he actually tagged the pylon, can't get tackled by Davis Mills. He was joking about that. He was jovial about his Super Bowl memories because he was a champion with the Eagles going back to 2018. And he really enjoyed sharing his insights on Jalen Hurts. That was the first part of our conversation, but a lot more introspective, more authentic, I would say, open, honest about the year that was with the Indianapolis Colts, because it was hard for him to leave Philadelphia. So we had a really hard time. Jay had a really hard time deciding which part of this conversation we should bring back, because there's so much meat to it. You will love it. He's a great talker. We talk for more than 20 minutes, and I always learn something, but I always appreciate his honesty and his openness. So the entire conversation with Colts safety Rodney McLeod is on our podcast, afterhoursamylawrence.com. We do share the link to that podcast every weekday morning on both Twitter and Facebook, and all of our guests are in a separate audio file, so you don't have to listen to the show to find our conversation with guests. Second consecutive year in which we've spoken to Rodney during Super Bowl week, but we pick up the conversation where I transitioned and asked him not just about his first career pick six, but what it was like starting over after 6 years in Philadelphia, moving to Indianapolis, and beginning anew.
It was hard, to be honest, being a part of, you know, Philly for 6 years. That became my home, and that's all I knew. And so the hardest part was just leaving, you know, the locker room, the relationships I formed over the years. And I guess it extends, you know, outside the locker room as well into the city. And so, you know, now having to switch locker rooms, the one thing you're hoping is that guys welcome you with open arms, and hopefully it's something similar to your experience, you know, wherever you are coming from. And I noticed that quickly that, you know, this was a good locker room. Guys, you know, a mixed bag of players, you know, both old and young, and some guys right in the middle. So the chemistry there and the closeness was there from, you know, beginning to end, which, you know, I really credit to, you know, us being able to stay together despite what happened throughout the year. But it was a hard transition at first, but I think what it did was it also re-energized me, re-motivated me, and just where I felt like, man, I'm a rookie again. Like, I'm stepping into a locker room where a lot of people don't know exactly who I am. You know, you got people telling me, and I used you on Madden when you were at the Eagles. So that's just, it just puts things in perspective for me when I got there. And, you know, I really wanted to prove not only to myself, but to my teammates that, man, like at a year 11, I still can play and do it at a high level, and was just looking to make an impact really and be helpful any way I can.
Well, let's talk about the season that was with the Colts, not just the losses, which I know can be hard. You'd known Frank from your time in Philadelphia, so the coaching change where a former player comes out of a broadcast booth and ends up as your head coach. Even now, there's still no head coach. So how would you describe the last 12 months of being a member of the Indianapolis Colts, Rodney?
Yeah, it honestly was, you know, a roller coaster. It felt as if like there was three different seasons just because of all the change that happened over the course of the year. And like I alluded to earlier, you know, when moments like that happen and you face, you know, the level of, well, I guess, crisis that we went through, you know, normally you might have people who, you know, just kind of go their own way. But, you know, one thing that, you know, I recognized and saw was the fight in everybody. And, you know, the leaders kind of taking control of the team and bringing everyone together and us understanding, man, like nobody's going to feel necessarily sorry for us. And of course, you know, we had a stretch where, of course, we lost, I think, six or seven in a row. But, you know, I think everybody still came to work, committed, and going into each game, you know, hoping that, you know, we would come out victorious. So, you know, it's a rough one, but, you know, that's when you really lean on your leaders and your team to really hold everybody tight during those moments and just, you know, weather the storm.
That was your first year in the locker room. Did you feel a responsibility as someone who has logged over a decade in the NFL to step into that space and try to keep the locker room together?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think I've experienced this season something similar record-wise in 2020 with the Eagles, and that was my first time stepping into the captain role, you know, with the Eagles after the departure of a good friend Malcolm Jenkins and a few others. And I learned a lot from that season, and one thing I was very proud of myself is that, you know, I made sure the morale was still high in the locker room and guys still had something to play for, in a sense, and that we stayed together. And so I try to just demonstrate that the best way I could, you know, this past season. And it's really all about your actions and the things that you speak about and trying to find some positivity out of the rough situation where it looks like it's a very dark place, but you got to find some light out there and really hold strong to that. And so that's what I try to do is every day I walk into that, to the building is, you know, be positive and be present more importantly and focus on how be a solution, you know, and not continue on with the problem at hand.
I hear from a lot of athletes who've suffered through serious injuries like you have and have had the game be taken away for a time that they never take it for granted. You're still playing into decade number two. You worked hard to get back to the point where you can play, regardless of how difficult it is. It's still validating for you and all the work you did that you're still out there. You still get the chance every week.
Oh, yes, 100%. Being able to, you know, play the game, you know, and battling injuries and seeing guys, you know, get cut throughout training camp or week five of the regular season just puts things in perspective. You know, when you played over a decade, you've seen it all. And, and I try to constantly remind, you know, my fellow teammates of that, you know, guys who are just entering the league. And I think a lot has to do with just comfortability and understanding that, you know, you never really have it. You never really done until you completely walk away. And so as long as you have a jersey and helmet, man, hold that seat as long as you can. And you do that by, you know, bringing your best and being your best every single day.
Jeff Saturday was called out of the broadcast booth and into your locker room as the head coach. So that was kind of a new one. I can imagine there was a reaction in your locker room. What did you hear from Jeff as he stood in front of the team that second half of the year? And you guys kind of had to pull it together for a guy who didn't have any coaching experience.
Yeah, I think Jeff from day one was honest with us. And I think anybody will tell you, you know, honesty is the answer to it all. And he kept it real. He told us, you know, he didn't have much experience, but, you know, what he did have was his passion for the organization, passion for the team, passion for the game. And he's driven. And, you know, that's what has gotten him to the point that he is now in his career and what allowed him to play as long as he did and be a Ring of Honor and Hall of Famer. Like those sorts of intangibles, you know, the passion, the heart, the, you know, the mindset and being committed and driven, like those things, you know, matter and will, you know, get him through this time of inexperience. Right. And so all he asked from us was, you know, just bring your best, man, and let's try to find a way to all this, you know, put good things out on tape and play for one another and play hard and be committed to the grind and the process throughout the week. He really emphasized that and always just kept it real simple, you know, every single week, what our objectives or goals were going into the week. But one thing he always did was he held guys accountable. From the minute he stepped in, you know, he wasn't afraid to, you know, challenge us because it's all about productivity. It's all about success. And, if, you know, of course, everybody has been living up to their fullest potential. You know, how do you try to maximize it and how do you try to correct what is going on? So I commend Jeff, you know, for stepping in and giving in his all and really, you know, going to battle with us.
Rodney McLeod, introspective and open, honest, candid. It was a tough year. He said it felt like three seasons with the Indianapolis Colts, and yet that leadership accentuated because the locker room did not fall apart. And he played a major role, even though it was just his first season there, taking all the experience of a decade in the NFL and using that as best he could and kind of jumping in with both feet. Drawing on his captain experience with the Philadelphia Eagles. So really appreciated that conversation. And there's more. I didn't realize it, but Rodney said it in the interview that he actually isn't sure he's going to play again. He's leaning toward a 12th season, but he's not confident. So he's still going through the process with much less fanfare than, say, an Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. I also asked him his Super Bowl memories, and his answer was beating Tom Brady. I said, what's your super, you know, your favorite Super Bowl memory or what stands out about that week going back to 2018? Honestly, the best part was beating Tom Brady.
Suck, Brady.
There's a lot of great stuff with Rodney, so please check it out on our podcast, AfterHoursAmyLawrence.com. Also had a chance to catch up with Jason Romano, who is in Phoenix on Radio Row this week with Sports Spectrum. And in light of what happened with DeMar Hamlin, there's a lot of conversation about spiritual and mental health in locker rooms that maybe wasn't taking place before. He spoke to both team chaplains of the Chiefs and the Eagles, and I wasn't sure exactly what a chaplain did, so I asked him. Really good conversation. Plus, he's a Cowboys fan, so I could give him some crap for it. So busy as we gear up toward the end of the week. Two more shows to go, and we've got some great stuff planned for you. A member of the Dallas Cowboys, I will talk to him this afternoon. You'll hear that interview tonight. We have a couple of other active players that we're waiting on. All the agents do this stuff at the last second, so we're waiting. But I can confirm two brand new Hall of Famers on our Thursday night show. So really amazing, my partnership with the Gridiron Greats and Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds. They've come through with two more Hall of Famers that we've never had on the show before. No doubt they will be wearing their gold jackets when we talk to them. So still a lot to come. In terms of our videos, our Super 6 video series, latest, the best halftime shows in our Super Bowl history. In fact, our memories. We've even got a cameo by an NFL MVP. So check that out. It's on Twitter, After Hours CBS or A-Law Radio. Have a great Wednesday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.